Greeting to all our international representative and business activists in Arad Branding Company. Today, we are going to talk about how to convince your clients. The key to long-term success in sales is not just about offering a product or services, but understanding that the more time and attention you give to your customer, the more you can earn from them. It's not just about making one-time sales. It's about building relationships that translate into ongoing business. When customers feel valued and understood, they are more likely to come back and recommend you to others. This can significantly increase your revenue over time. The power of customer connections. Today, I want to talk about a topic that often overlooked: customer persuasion through the art of suggestion. Many of us get caught up in a day-to-day operation that we forget some crucial elements of effective selling. Here's where the difference lies. It's not enough to just know these things intellectually. We must implement them practically in our daily lives. Listening to podcasts or attending training sessions is only helpful if you commit to action. So, as we dive into these points, I encourage you to take notes and start applying what you learn. A key takeaway is that knowledge without action is futile. We all have the capabilities to learn, but the real change happens when we apply that knowledge consistently. Nothing changes in your life or business if you don't act on what you've learned. So make a personal commitment to yourself right now. The ideas I'll share today won't just stay on paper or in your mind. You will implement them, and by doing so, create tangible improvements in yourselves, business, and life. Appearance and presentation, the first step toward influence. Let's begin with the first crucial point, your appearance. How to present yourself has a direct impact on your customers' perceptions of you. It's not just about wearing expensive clothes or trendy accessories like watches or jewelry. It's about presenting yourself in a way that reflects success and professionalism. If you think about the salesperson you've trusted in the past, you'll probably realize that their appearance played a role in creating the trust. Here's why appearance matters so much. Studies show that people from first impressions in as little as 7 seconds. That means before you even speak a word, your customers has already judged you based on your clothing, grooming, and body languages. For this reason, you should see your appearance in investment in your career. This isn't about vanity, it's about strategy. Dressing well signals to your customers that you are confident, competent, and trustworthy. Qualities that are essential for a clothing deal. Successful salesperson understand that they know that how they dress, carry themselves, and interact with others can either give them an edge or hold them back. This doesn't necessarily mean you need to wear the most expensive clothes, but it does mean you should always strive to look your best, whatever your budget allows. A sharp, well-fitted suit or professional outfit speaks volumes about who you are as a person and as a business leader. You must invest in yourself. This doesn't only apply to your clothing, but also to your health and physical. Eating right, exercising regularly, and maintaining a positive lifestyle will help you feel better, which will in turn reflect in your posture and energy level. Your health affects your work and appearance. If you neglect your body, it shows. Make sure you have the energy to confidence to face your customers every day with vitality and enthusiasm. Let's be clear. Customers are not just buying your product. They are buying into you as a person. If your appearance reflects success, your customer will associate that with your product. Think about it. When you walk into a meeting dressed well and feeling confident, you are already ahead of the competitions. If you look like someone who knows that they are doing, your customers will be more likely to trust you and your expertise. The role of communication, finding your sales voice. The next point I want to discuss is your voice, your tone, volume, and the way you use your words. Your voice is one of the most powerful tools in sales. It's not just about what you say, but how you say it. It's different between sounding confident and knowledgeable versus uncertain and unconvincing. When you speak, your voice should command attention, convey authorities, and inspire trust. Let me give you an example. Think about the last time you spoke with someone who seemed unsure of themselves. Maybe they were speaking too quietly, mumbling, or their voice wavered. Did you feel confident in what they were saying? Probably not. Now, compare that to someone who speaks clearly, with purpose and convictions. Even if they don't have all the answers, you're more likely to trust their judgment simply because of how they deliver their message. In sales, timing is everything. You need to know when to slow down, when to pause, and when to raise your voice for emphasis. Practice these skills regularly. Record your voice speaking and listen to the playback. Pay attention to your pacing, clarities, and volume. Adjust accordingly and keep practicing until you can speak confidently. Don't just focus on learning presentation skills for public speakers. Focus on mastering the art of negotiation and persuasion. Your goal isn't to give a flawless speech. It's convince your customers to take attention. When you speak with purpose, your customer will sense your confidence and they'll be more likely to follow your leads. Know your products and put the customers first. Other crucial point is knowing your product or services inside and out. You must be so familiar with what you are selling that you can answer any question about it. But here is the thing. Sale is not just about presenting facts and figures. It's about making your customers the hero of the story. Many salesperson make the mistakes of talking too much about themselves or their products. They focus on features instead of benefits. But the truth is, your customer doesn't care about the details as much as they care about how your product or services will improve their life. Your job is to show them that. Instead of just listing off product features, ask yourself, what problem does this solve for my customers? How does it make their life better, easier or more enjoyable. Remember, in sales, the customer is the hero. They're not interested in how great you or your products are. They are interested in how you can help them achieve their goals. If you can shift your mindset from selling to serving, you'll find that your customer relationship improved and your sales increased as a result. Next is modernize your approach. Stay current. Now, let's talk about staying current with the time. The business world is constantly evolving. And if you want to stay competitive, you must evolve with it. Old-fashioned methods like rehearsing in front of a mirror may have worked in the past, but today's world demands more. In this digital age, you need to be comfortable with technology. Whether that's recording yourself on video, using social media platform to reach your audience, or simply staying up to date with the latest trends in your industry. For example, recording yourself speaking on video is an excellent way to improve your communication skills. Watching the playback allows you to see how you come across to others. Whether you look confident, approachable, and trustworthy, the more you do this, the more comfortable you'll become with speaking on camera or in front of the audience. Practice reduces nervousness, and the more you practice, the more natural it will feel. Then, the importance of the professional workspace. Now, let's talk about your workspace. Your office environment has a direct impact on your productivity and success. A cluttered desk can lead to a cluttered mind, which can affect your focus and efficiency. Make sure your workplace is clean, organized, and functional. Having an organized workspace not only makes you more efficient, but also creates a professional atmosphere that your customer will notice. Imagine a customer walking into your office. If they see a clean, organized workspace, it will create a sense of professionalism and trust. They will feel that you have everything under control and that you are someone they can rely on. On the other hand, if your desk is messy and disorganized, it sends the opposite messages that you're overwhelmed or not taking your business seriously. Invest in yourself. Other crucial point I want to emphasize is the importance of investing in yourself. Many people are willing to spend money on material things like cars, vacations, or gadgets, but they hesitate when it comes into investment in themselves. This could mean buying a quality watch, investing in education, or even hiring a personal coach to help you improve your skills. If you don't believe in yourself enough to invest in your growth, how can you expect others believe in you? Successful people think differently. They understand that the greatest investment they can make is in themselves. Start thinking of yourself as your own most valuable asset and treat yourself accordingly. The last thing I want to talk about it is the body language. The silent posture. Finally, let's talk about the body language. Your body language speaks volumes, often more than your words do. A confident stance, eyes contact, and expressive gesture can make all the difference in how your message is received. People who speak from the heart and believing that what they are saying naturally use their body to communicate. On the other hand, if someone's body language is stiff or robotic, it's a sign that they may not fully believe in what they are saying. Practice using your body to reinforce your messages. Stand up. Stand up straight, use hand gestures to emphasize points and maintaining eye contact to show confidence. When you combine powerful body language with persuasive speech, you create a compelling pressure that draws people in and make them want to listen to you. Thanks to you, all the representative of world branding, listening and attention to this podcast. Hope to see you soon.